Okay, everybody, time to pray. Well, not this very moment, but in a few moments, we're going to lead up to that. I am very glad that you've set apart this time to pray together with the others who've done the same thing here tonight. We know that when we set ourselves to pray, that God is faithful to not only hear, but when he hears, to answer, to act. So this is an imperative for Christians. This is a very important thing that we have to occupy ourselves with. Well, the Bible says, without ceasing. But at times, we do set a time to pray. So tonight, what we're going to do is look at postures in prayers. Well, we're doing the prayer meeting still this way because of COVID-19. So we know one of our prayer requests is for that to go away, so we can have our prayer time once again together in person. But God is spirit, and when we pray in Jesus' name, we are as close to him as at any other time, and in spirit, we are still close to one another. So let's stay close. And as we go forward, we're looking at still a little bit that remains in the book Pray With Your Eyes Open, written by Dr. Richard Pratt. And we're going to have a portion of scripture in there also as we set ourselves this evening to pray together. I want to talk about, or rather he's going to talk to us about, postures in prayer. Last week when we looked at his book, or that portion of his book, it was dealing with tears in prayer, but then also loud praises and singing being appropriate in prayer. A very wide and dynamic spectrum of how a person made in the image of God then is able to address God in prayer, and that is with a wide range of that which has been given to us. Now, as we look at postures, and we realize that we are doing this in this format tonight, my voice only, even with my voice, you can hear that there is a wide range of emphasis that is able to be conveyed, even though you can't see me, even though I can't see you. We can sense and understand nonverbal things, inflections of voice, etc. Well, let's think about body posture. I don't know if you are somebody who kneels when you pray, but let's look at a little bit of history, very little, regarding kneeling as a posture in prayer and its importance and what it symbolizes as part of our expression to God when we pray. Let me begin on page 168. Regarding kneeling, a posture in prayer. Kneeling was a well-known custom in the ancient world. People of lowly estate were expected to bow in the presence of royalty. To bend the knee or lower the head was an expression of humility and respect for the person of higher rank. Everyone knew that refusal to do so was the height and defiance of rebellion. I'm going to continue. When believers of old turned to God in prayer, they knew their true condition as creatures and sinners, so they demonstrated their humility by bowing as they offered their entreaties. In a moment, we're going to look at Daniel. But let's think about what we just heard. Again, I don't know if you are one who kneels when you pray. And I'm not going to say that if you don't kneel when you pray, then your prayers are void of meaning or respect. No. But consider this. If we are able to express a wide range of emotion in prayer and expected to, if when using our voices we are even able to change the inflection and present our requests to God with the appropriate attending emotion, and why not for our bodies as well? If we understand that showing respect is to lower ourselves, and if we understand or agree with the believers of old, and when we pray, we know our condition as creatures and sinners, could it be that it would be appropriate to represent that physically as we pray? And if we do so, do you think that that might then also work its way into the very prayers that we pray, the posture that we put ourselves in to pray them? Well, think about it at least, and maybe practice it if you don't. But let's look at Daniel. The example of the prophet Daniel, I'm reading again from Pray With Your Eyes Open. The example of the prophet Daniel stresses the importance of kneeling before God. Daniel's political rivals had convinced King Darius to issue a decree commanding everyone to pray only to the king himself. That's Daniel 6. Daniel easily could have hidden the fact that he continued to pray to God by simply praying in his heart as he walked down the street or sat in his home. But he did not. Instead, Daniel knelt down to pray as usual. Here's verse 10 of Daniel 6. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where his windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before. Daniel was so convinced of the importance of kneeling in humility before God that he bowed down even though it endangered his life. I don't think his life was endangered because he bowed down. His life was endangered because he prayed and he showed ultimate allegiance to his Creator, the Lord Almighty, and not to the human King Darius. However, it was well known that his practice was to kneel when he prayed. It was visible. It was evident that his allegiance was to his God. So I don't know how much praying in public you are going to be planning. I don't know if this time you are currently praying in public in order to be seen. We know that our Lord Jesus warns against such things, so we don't want to take this too far. Let's just leave it here. That when we say we belong to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in body and soul, when we come to the Father in prayer in Jesus' name, we come in body and soul. And so if indeed we do bow in our soul before God as creatures and sinners, might we not also then consider bowing physically, kneeling, making ourselves physically, visibly low? All right. Well, your challenge is to think about it at least. Perhaps try it. And maybe make it a regular practice. In the months to come, Lord willing, whether we are online or in person, I have very much enjoyed going through this book with you about prayer. There are numerous books on prayer that I have and would like to walk through with you together. But lately I've been reading missionary biographies, and one of the things that has struck me is that kneeling was very much a conscious part of how their prayers were prayed. A few that come to mind, and they're the most recent ones that I would have read, are George Mueller, perhaps we'll go through his book. At any rate, kneeling was an express part of his prayer, and he expressed that part of his prayer multiple times throughout his biography. That would be an autobiography, wouldn't it? Yep. Another one would be Hudson Taylor, but another one that really impressed this upon me again as of late was the autobiography of A. Wetherill Johnson. Some of you might know that name. She was the founder of Bible Study Fellowship, and she has a really remarkable story and definitely had a really remarkable prayer life. So I think we could learn a good bit from those who have gone before us in the faith recently. Not to exclude, of course, Daniel, who has gone before us in the faith not as recently. Well, on the website is the prayer guide, and that is something that you can call up with a click, that you can print, and I find it easier for myself at least to print it. And with that printed prayer guide, I would say that as you, I'm going to assume you have it or have seen it before, as you look at it and you see the various sections in it, I would just challenge you to make sure that you and whoever else you have with you to pray would commit yourselves to pray through all of the sections on that prayer guide. If you'd like to call some folks and split up the responsibilities, and then you just know which sections you're responsible for tonight, I think that would be a marvelous model. Please don't forget your pen, your pencils, so that you can fill in the names of non-believers that you're praying for, and also additions to the prayer list that might be pertinent to your life or might be pertinent to this church's life and just didn't make it to the prayer list. So, let us break and let us turn then to our Heavenly Father as we, His lowly creatures, sinners in need of salvation, who have received that salvation, are now equipped to pray and to affect this world at this time in Jesus' name. Let's pray.